Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We learned from Gordon Strachan that the team that wins together doesn't necessarily have to drink together. I'm going to take the fifth on that.
It's my feeling when I speak to current players or ex-players that they will not always be shown an example by the manager who's asked them to do one thing, he'll maybe then go and do another. And I suppose in human psychology, if you're hierarchical only, you say,
it's like when we went to Scotland. The first time we went is, right, there's no alcohol in this. Don't even ask me any time. I don't care whether you beat Germany or whatever. There's no alcohol. There's no alcohol in the hotel. Don't ask at any time. Mm-hmm. And then the bombshell come when I say to the staff, you're the same. Mm-hmm. That's never been approached before. The staff can't have a drink. Mm-hmm. Because I'm saying, if you're asking these guys to do it, we can do the same. Mm-hmm. I don't like alcohol.
Generally, Phil.
No, I think any problem that you look in football or anything goes, you pick any problems, social problems that happens in a football, alcohol's involved somewhere.
Which would include fan behaviour in our lifetime.
Everything.
Yeah.
So I'm fine when I'm in Spain, because you live there and I live there. Mm-hmm. But people don't fight, scrap, do the rest of it. Even the football teams, you very rarely hear them singing and dancing in a hotel, which we've had recently here. It's a protection for players as well, to make sure that they don't get themselves in trouble.
So, but you would argue, and it would be very easy to hear that argument. That
I did drink when I played.
Yeah, okay.
I did drink alcohol, because that was the environment I got brought up in.
I presume you mean you drank a little?
Oh, a little, yeah. I'm not talking about drinking every... I'm talking about drunk at the weekend after the games and maybe a Wednesday night after the game. But I learned through Alec Ferguson that this is it, we're disciplined. And I drank at Man United on a Saturday, which is that's part of the contract. I think you looked in your contract with Ryan Robson, what you say, McGrath, you had to drink.
Allegedly there was a group who knew where the pub was. Yes, I think that's established.
Right, so, yeah, but then I've learned... these things myself.
But the point when you began to go, I can't do this anymore, that was because you were learning yourself.
No, I could
somebody
do it,
showed
but
you.
I didn't want
I mustn't do
it,
is what I mean.
Yeah, especially when I become a manager. I think that's when I went, oi, that's a... At Leeds, I used to socialise, and we used to meet every month on a Saturday night, all the players and the wives, have a drink, and that was it, so we got together. But when I become a manager, I thought, nah, this is wrong. No, that was coming in. I think I had a drink. One day when I first took the concert, I woke up with the same problems with a hangover. It's hard to deal with. And I'm asking these players, but you know, so since then.
Although it's clear that what you're saying is making obvious sense, and I'm not being sanctimonious because I live a little bit differently to that, so I'm not mucking about now. I'll go and have a drink, and that's fine because that's my choice. But during my journalistic career, I had dealings with a manager who I like very much and who's been very successful. And who very strongly advocated that if you drink together as a group, you win together. Now, I'm not in any way attacking that, but even the position you've taken as a manager goes against something that's been built up in the British culture, that you can make sporting bonds, you can make team bonds by going through drinking sessions or drinking regularly together. Yeah. Now, you don't believe that?
I feel that's false, because when we get a drink, there's a false bravado. And these kind of drinking things, I would say that a lot of times people follow each other. And they also say, right, we'll go play golf together. We'll go and play go-karts together. We'll go and whatever together.
Yeah.
But basically, winning together bonds you. Winning and getting beat together and dealing with defeat together, and you hurt, you know. If you walk into a dressing room, you see this group. I remember the first couple of results with Scotland, you're looking at it, just pop my head in, and the coaching staff, the backroom staff, everybody were jumping about enjoying themselves. And you just walk and go, that's nice, good, and walk out again. That's what gets a team spirit. Winning gets a team spirit. The rest of it is a nonsense.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.